3 years training in peace, still carrying a sword. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. 3 years of training in peace, still carrying a sword. Oh my. The disciples had their problems. You and I, we have our problems. Are we able to really live in peace? Or are we living as the disciples were living, in a world of confusion and conflict all about them? The disciples lived in a world where they had to protect themselves. And Peter carried underneath his cloak a sword, even as he walked with the master teacher, with the master Jesus. He walked with the peace man, the man of peace, the man who symbolizes peace throughout all eternity. Now, why did he carry the sword? It was habit. It was what he had always done. He always had to be the protector. He had to be the one who was taking care of responsibility, taking care of the organization, the group. And they were just a little raggle-taggle group of people who were following a teacher, following a leader. They didn't know how wonderful Jesus was and is. They didn't know what his goal was in life. All they knew is what he had to tell them was something they wanted to hear. And anybody who was being contrary to that, anybody who was making it difficult for them to hear it, was not somebody they wanted in their world, not somebody they wanted to have anything to do with. And so they were ready to protect themselves. Now, the master did not tell them to go contrary to the society in which they lived. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. He said, listen to his heart, because his heart is just like your heart. Love him with all your mind, all your spirit, all your soul, all your being, because then you'll be loving yourself that same way. Love your neighbor like yourself. Look at him and see in him the love that you are. Now, if you don't have love inside of you, you won't find it in your neighbor. If you don't have that infinite peace, that infinite goodness inside of you, it's there, but if you don't find it, you will not find it in your neighbor. He said, we are all creatures of habit. And when the tax collector comes around, we pay our taxes. Jesus certainly didn't have a great amount of money in his fingertips, but what he had, he paid willingly to the tax collector. That was part of the program of the nation in which he lived. That was part of the country that he walked in, that he lived in, that he knew. And he was always one to live harmonious with principle, harmonious with law, harmonious with the rules established by the world in which he lived. Now, 3 years of training on peace. Peace. He taught his disciples peace, always peace. He taught them to look for good in the world, to look for joy in the world, to look for right action in the world. Love your neighbor like yourself. He said, it's done unto you according to your belief. Now, what do you think they're going to do? Do you think that the world is going to be a wonderful world to live in and all the people in the world are harmonious and joyful? He said, then you'll have that kind of world. Whatever kind of world you have in your mind, whatever kind of a world you mentally create about yourself, that's the kind of world you're going to experience. It's done unto you according to your thought, according to your thinking, according to your expectation, according to who you are. So if you ever see anything in the world that is contrary to who you are, you still have that thought in your mind. You still have that attitude in your consciousness. You still have that way of being in you. Now, to teach these rough and tumble fellows who had not gone to any psychological training school, they just were basically good people, deep-hearted people, loving people, young people, just as he was. Young people who wanted to know the truth, who wanted to live the principle. They felt and they knew there was something magnificent in this person who was teaching them, because they felt it, they saw it, because they were an expression of the attitude inside of the master. For his image was being shed upon them, and they felt it, knew it, and that was the image of who they were and are. And that's the image that we are, the image of unconditional love, the image of total caringness, the image of peace, the image of peace everywhere. And everywhere Jesus looked, he saw peace. Now, the Bible story writers tell us about any of the more exciting events, and they do that merely to add a little adventure to the story. Just like the movie makers today and the book writers today, they're always adding in a little bit of toughness to make the story a little more exciting, and then you say, oh yes, I've had tough experiences too. But if we read a book purely goodness, purely peace, purely love, we unfortunately would not find it too exciting. And we would not find it too exciting because we like the drama. We like the excitement. And if you want the drama and the excitement, life can give it to you. Or you can create it in life, which is more really what we do. Now, what is it that you would like out of life? Did the Master Teacher give us any stories about what we could have out of life? We hear, sin no more, go and sin no more. And what did that mean? To sin was to make a mistake. And go and don't make any more mistakes like that. Don't make that mistake again. It's not necessarily that that mistake is the mistake, the only mistake, but don't make a mistake that brings you unhappiness. Don't do things in your world that are not pleasant for you and not rewarding and revealing and blessing to other people. Be a gentle, loving, fantastic soul, and all the world is a gentle, loving, fantastic soul. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to how we live our life. The Master Teacher gave us all the program for living a fantastic life, for living a rich and fulfilling life, for living a good life. Now, his disciples were just young men. They were old for their age, of course, because in that time, your lifespan was 30 years. But these were young men. These were men in their 18s and 20s. These were men very young. And as these men went around with the Master, he showed them a way. They were illumined. They were drawn to him because it was who they were inside themselves. We are always drawn to whomever we are within ourselves. And this is what the Master Teacher taught them. And they felt there was a meaning there. He didn't tell them to be better than anybody else, to change anybody else. He just taught them how to live their own life in its most beautiful, fantastic way. And that's what we can learn as we read the Bible stories. That's what we can learn as we hear the stories of the Master Teacher as he was walking his path. And as we hear that story, we can be illumined. We can be uplifted. We can find that life is beautiful, just as we are beautiful. Enjoy the stories of Jesus, the stories of the New Testament, the stories of the Bible, because they're written just for you and for me. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.